I would say very well for my work, but I was also not feeling it. Like, it just, I felt like there's gotta be more. There's gotta be more. Like, there has to be something else that I could be doing. So in addition to my regular teaching duties, I was taking on administrative duties to kind of fulfill that more feeling. I started creating more projects, working with kids and youth organizations. I became a project manager for a nonprofit called Educators Without Borders, took on all these roles. And I was like, what are you doing, sis? None of this is increasing any of your happiness. None of this is increasing any of your wealth. None of this is helping you truly, truly follow your passion. So I was like, all right, I gotta do something else.
What's up, everybody? It's Abby here, and I have my friend Fatima, who, yeah, we'll get into all that. Anyway, Fatima's an awesome individual, and so we're going to talk about her unicornness in this particular episode. Now, I've said your name about 2-3 times already, Fatima, but please introduce yourself. Tell us your name. Tell us where you're from, and go ahead and break down what you do.
Hey, so I am Fatima Rashad. I am originally from Brooklyn, New York, if you can't tell by my accent. But I currently live in the San Antonio, Texas area. After moving from Abu Dhabi, which is where I met Abby. And what else? What do I do? So many things. Right now, I help badasses monetize their skills and build a service business. That's what I do. So if you are tired of being overworked, undervalued, and you want to secure your own damn bag, I'm the person to help you figure out how you can take those skills that you have from your career, even in your creative endeavors, and flip that into a service-based business that gives you the lifestyle of your dreams.
So pretty much you out here making unicorns, right? You helping these unicorns.
I'm making unicorns. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I feel
I'm
you.
A unicorn maker.
I'm happy about that. That means that you'll turn out some more people for me to interview, but that's dope.
Yes.
So let's break this down just a little bit more, because you haven't always done this. So can you tell us I don't want you to take me back to infancy, but where did you start? What was your initial career, and how did you grow into this individual out here being a unicorn and making them as well?
Yeah, I am a developmental psychologist by trade. So I have a PhD in developmental psychology from Purdue and a bachelor's from Hampton. Thank you. And I've been a professor of education and psychology for the last 10 plus years. So I pretty much take the teaching and planning skills that I've used to help my students master concepts in education and psychology and human development, child development. And I flip that to apply it to teaching my students or my clients right now business skills. So how to master business skills and how to build their own business. So take what you know, flip it, use it in another area.
And you said a mouthful, man. You said a mouthful. You got a whole PhD out here.
A
whole PhD, which I'm like, you don't just go pick that up from the store. Like, that ain't no regular situation.
Don't.
Which is something that I feel like, in order to have a PhD, this is something that you were passionate about, but now you found another way to utilize the things that you've learned to bring out, you know, that mm-hmm. uniqueness and that specialness out of other people and helping them realize mm-hmm. what they can do. Now, I've had a few sessions with you myself, and, mm-hmm. you know, every session I'm over here, like, with my mouth open, like, I didn't think about that. I didn't think about that. And you brought a lot of things to light. Stuff that I haven't even truly been able to process as of yet. So, that's key. Like, what sparked that? I'm calling it a pivot for you, because you already had, like, this high accolade that people, in a sense, like, most people want to obtain and think think that's it. You have it. And you're still just like, this ain't, I can do more. What about that pivot?
So, you know, it's funny you ask, because that's exactly how I was feeling. Like, I can do more than this. This is some bullshit. I busted my ass to get this PhD. Got it by the time I was 26 and was like, all right, I've arrived. I made it. I was pissed, though, because my goal was to have a PhD by the time I was 25. I missed it by 1 year. It's a whole other story. I had a hating ass committee member, and then
First of all, the fact that you had goals at 25 is wonderful.
I had goals, but I'm here to tell you, delayed does not mean denied, right? So that's one. And so I'll probably use that later on. I'll reflect on this, but delayed does not mean denied. So what that meant for me was, okay, yeah. So I didn't make the goal at 25. I made it at 26. And then I was like, yes, I'm going to be this professor. I'm going to do all these professor things. I'm going to teach. I'm going to do research. I'm going to do all the things. And then I couldn't find a job because I was waiting for old people to die and leave their tenure track positions. And that was really sad and morbid. So I did the professor thing for part-time for about almost 2 years in New York. And then I moved to Korea to teach English in the K-12 setting. Because my background is developmental psychology, it's child development, it's understanding how children learn and use language. So I became an English teacher in Korea. Got credentialed, did my thing. And that's when things started to shift. I was like, you know what? I don't have to walk the same path that every other professor makes. And I'm not gonna lie, it was difficult like to find my footing because there was no roadmap for me. There was absolutely no roadmap for somebody who wants to do the teaching part, but really is disillusioned by the research part of academia and the bureaucracy. A year in Korea, got the bug to live overseas, and then moved to Abu Dhabi where I became a professor at a teacher training college, teaching future educators how to understand children and bring out the best in them. Did that for about 6-7 years. Loved it, absolutely loved it, until I didn't. I became really frustrated. I'm not gonna lie, I was paid very well. Very well. Big ups to the UAE. I was paid very well for my work, but I was also not feeling it. Like, it just, I felt like there's gotta be more. Like, there has to be something else that I could be doing. So in addition to my regular teaching duties, I was taking on administrative duties to kind of fulfill that more feeling. I started creating more projects, working with kids and youth organizations. I became a project manager for a nonprofit called Educators Without Borders, took on all these roles. And I was like, what are you doing, sis? None of this is increasing any of your happiness. None of this is increasing any of your wealth. None of this is helping you truly, truly follow your passion. So I was like, all right, I gotta do something else. So I knew in my head, teaching in Abu Dhabi and being a professor, being in academia, wasn't the end game. It couldn't be. It could be part of the game. And I knew that I needed an exit plan. So I was like, boom, I'm gonna start my own business, but I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm really good at planning travel stuff. I did that for like a year or two. So I planned like group excursions. I planned workshops and mastermind groups. I was doing all the things, honey, all the things, and trying to figure it out. And I was frustrated again. So you're seeing now this transition of you reach this goal, you get there, you're not satisfied. All right, so you change some things. You're getting closer. But now you're still not satisfied because you're not, something's off. And that's been the feeling. And so finally, right now, in this time, I pivoted again. So now we're at what, pivot 3?
Yeah.
I've pivoted again. And I've pivoted to business called just suck and move. Just, yes. Because it wasn't working. And so for me, I think that's the other thing that I will tell people is don't be afraid to change your mind. It's okay. Don't be afraid to change your mind at all. So after I let go of the travel thing and COVID happened and all travel was to a halt anyway, I pivoted to becoming a business coach. And so that's what I was talking about at the beginning, where I take the planning and teaching skills that I've used for being a professor and being a K-12 English teacher and shifting that into helping clients build their business, building unicorns. I love that.
Hey, listen.
That was a mouthful.
Hey,
sorry.
No, but it's dope. Like you said like a few key things, and you know, like our situations kind of mirror each other, sans like the doctor degree for me. But I love the fact that you say it's like it's okay to change your mind. I think that the people that came before us, they just stuck with whatever it was because they felt so like privileged to have that one thing. And I know, like, mm-hmm. you know, being African American and being female, a lot of times society just like tries to shove down our face, be happy for what you have. Like, why mm-hmm. isn't this enough? And sometimes it's just, I think definitely nowadays we can't, it's like, this just isn't it. And mm-hmm. it plays a, I mean, you can speak to this like professionally, but something happens to you when you just decide to settle.
Yes. Yes. It crushes your soul. That's what happens to you. It really messes with your mental when you settle, whether you decide to or whether you just happen to, it f***s you up mm-hmm. completely. And that's really where I was. But I wasn't afraid to be like, you know what? Burn it down, start again. Burn it down, start again. Okay, that's not working. Burn it down, start again. That's a little dramatic. I think that's more dramatic than pivot, but that's essentially what I found myself doing. How about pivot, burn it down, start again?
Well, okay. That's so the question that I have with that, especially since it's more of a fear that people have when it comes to essentially, yeah, burning it down and starting again, is that people don't want to be and feel and thrive mm-hmm. through that rock bottom. And I mm-hmm. think a lot of times that it's the lack of resources and or support that people may or may not have yeah. that prevents them from the burning down process, to being like, you know, bump you, bump that, and I'ma make it do whatever it does. But like, I don't necessarily even know what people can do to be in a position to be just like, I'm all in with this
yep.
$200. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like,
listen, let me tell you. So, I will say this, my story's not finished, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I started working with you, I was still a professor in Abu Dhabi and doing the business coaching part time. And then since then, I won, you know the story. I got laid off. Mm-hmm. So they were reshifting stuff. So my institution was pivoting.
True.
And they wanted to pivot without me. And I was like, oh, bet.
Well, if you cool. don't pivot, you'll get pivot on.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, bet, cool. Here's the thing though. I have been tiptoeing and like, you know how you jump double dutch and you kind of waiting to get in like this? That's what I was doing for like 2 years. I literally resigned from my job in 2019, 2018. And they were like, no, we're going to give you another position. We're going to give you other duties that'll make you more happy. And I was like, okay, because I like the money. I was like, okay, I like the money and the lifestyle, right? Still unhappy with my job, but I was like, okay, fine. Give me that check. And then what happened was it wasn't enough, right? You talked about this. When you settle, it crushes your spirit. So here we go, 2019, then the pandemic happens, 2020, 2021, like 2020 was golden because I got to stay at home. I got to rebuild my business, burn it all down. I had a safety net because I had a full-time well-paying job and I really just had checked out, honestly. So if they hadn't let me go, I probably would have just been there, checked out, doing my business thing on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt like it was time. It was time. I had been doing this dance of, am I going to leave for real? Am I not? Am I going to leave for real? Am I not? And when they made that decision for me, they pivoted on me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, bet. I'm ready. I have something lined up. I'm good. But what does that mean? That means I move back home with my family. So that's rough. But it's only temporary, right? To save money, to focus on my business, to focus on building that. And so that's the first part of what's really happening. But I couldn't do any of that if I hadn't gotten over the fear. So that's what keeps people from pivoting, right? Is that you have fear of, ooh, what's going to happen if I'm not making this money anymore? I'm used to this money every month.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I don't have that. Ooh, what the hell am I going to do? That was hard. I'm not going to lie. That was hard. It took 2 years of me being okay with being like, all right, I'm not going to make this check no more. Okay, cool. That was hard. The other one was like, ooh, so you lack money, you lack fear. I mean, you have fear, you lack what you mentioned before, Abby, was those resources of people and information. You don't have that circle. Fortunately for me, I had like one or two people in my circle who were doing the business thing on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly the same, but it did give me like some hope that it's possible to run a business, to do some things and just kind of leave this alone.
Mm.
But the other fear that people have of burning it all down is just like, what if I fail? Okay. Try something else.
Mm. All that thing right there, right? About the what if I fail. I think if COVID brought anything to light to me, is that if you ain't dead, you ain't fail. Like,
yep.
Like,
yep.
The amount of people that have lost their life and can't complete things and can't see or do or go, I was like, there's so much more time and opportunity. And I know mm-hmm. I got caught up over here, right? Because the living, like, I'm like, bet, like, I love somebody paying for my living. Like, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
But when I became unhappy, I realized that I was hooked in because they paid me, they yep. insured me, they yep. housed me. But yep. I'm not happy. And I was like, if I'm not, and don't get me wrong, like, I don't want anybody to equate happiness with fulfillment, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't necessarily challenged enough, but when it came down to it, it was just like, I can't do this anymore. No matter right. how many benefits I have or I'm getting or receiving, this ain't it.
Mm-hmm. And I think when you reach that point in any career, especially as educators working with kids or working with, even in my case, adults, I've always said, when I get to that point, it's time for me to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to be, because you're not giving your best. It's a soul sucking, endless week. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, you just bitter. Girl, I was resentful. People would send me emails asking for stuff. My used to be happy, cheery. I do this in my home. Like, I'm not available. My attitude sucked. Sucked.
Mm. Wow.
So yeah, I get it. So I wasn't happy either, and I wasn't fulfilled. And I'm really glad that I made the transition. It's hard. It's hard to transition. I'm not gonna lie.
So let's get into what you're doing now, right? Let's get mm-hmm. into how this new pivot is bringing the fulfillment that you need at the moment. What is,
mm-hmm.
yeah, tell us more about what it is that you're doing that made you make this yep. giant, you know, change.
So what I'm doing now is working with clients, like I said before, and just helping them to build a business based on their skills, right? It's basically everything that I have done. I'm showing mm-hmm. people exactly what I have done. So I took everything I know how to do and applied it to a different area. I've stretched myself beyond my comfort zone. I love that. And I'm encouraging other people to do that as well. And so I found that I just forgot the question. So you're going to have to delete this in the clip.
I'm not deleting nothing. Like, it's a conversation. That's exactly what it is. I want to know more about what you're doing right now and how it sparked you being like, yeah. Oh, bet, like, this is it.
Okay, so I like teaching. That's the part of my previous career as a professor that I loved. Like, I love sharing information with people. I like seeing that moment where people, like, light up. You know how it is. When you have your students and they have that, bing, I love that. Absolutely adore it. What I didn't like about what I was doing before was the bureaucracy and red tape and mostly not having control, because let's be real, I'm a control freak. I needed to have more control over my time, over what I did, things like that. So that's what I'm doing now. That's what's bringing this big joy for me.
Mm.
I get to do exactly what I love. I get to teach. I get to work with other people. I get to help other people. And I have control over my time. Yeah. So it means, like, I got to make a schedule. I have to do all those things that your job usually does for you. I have to do it for myself. And it can be agonizing and time consuming. But at the end of the day, it's me calling the shots.
Mm.
So I love it. Like, this right here.
I can work. You said my word. You said that word, J-O-Y, right? And, like,
yes.
that joy that joy will have you doing some interesting things, but it's for the love. Like, you know, we're both educators, and the things that I'm doing, I'm just like, yo, I'm just trying to bring more light to these people. Like, we, mm-hmm. If educators did, if they just let us do what we do, mm-hmm. the whole world would be different, and the babies would just know, they would thrive if they just let us do what we do. But it's like, we contain.
Pause. Yep. And that's the thinking that I had to shift. If they just let me do what I do, why are you giving your control to them or anybody else? No. So why are you letting somebody else stop you from doing what you do? I'm not telling people, I'm not out here, I'm not ever going to tell nobody, quit your job.
Right.
You need housing, benefits, insurance.
Keep your job.
Do not quit your job. Do not keep your job. But do not let that be the only way that you are able to do what it is that you do. If you want to honor your purpose and walk in your purpose and live by your values, you don't need some job to help you do that. You can do that for yourself.
Mm.
So you can build, and this is me pitching, right? But you can build your own thing in addition to whatever you're doing to make that money. Don't leave your job if you don't have to. If you need it, don't leave it.
Mm.
It's cool. Do what you got to do. But don't give up on yourself.
Right.
Don't give them complete control of how you do what you do.
But I love what you're saying, because that is very true. That is very true when we break that down. And it is people like yourself who just be like, okay, well, you want to do this, and let's talk about how you can get that done. And when you start like peeling back the layers, and people be like, dang, I do waste a lot of time, and I could do that, and I could. I've already done it. Like, you broke me all the way down and be like, you already doing it. Like, to me, like, you worried about, like, you already, it's right there. You've already done it. I'm like, oh yeah, like that's crazy. So for me, like I got a couple more questions for you. Mm-hmm. Now, what is your goal? What is your purpose? What are you striving towards currently?
I am hoping to build a team of badasses. So I really want to encourage particularly educators to just do their own thing,
mm-hmm. right?
So that's what's bringing me joy, is pulling more people into the fold on one. The other thing that's bringing me joy is really owning control over what I'm doing in my day-to-day. So that means that I have to take initiative and learn and stretch more. So even though I'm out here coaching people, I have a coach too. That's everything that I'm doing right now, is I'm working with clients. I'm building up their skills. I'm building up my skills while working with the coach. It's kind of dope. Yeah. Kind of dope.
So you said literally two more questions possibly, but you said you have a coach, right? How important, and I don't want to feed you with making it important if it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us a little bit of insight in the type of investments that you made to be at the place where you are? Because I and I'm guilty of this too. I feel a lot of people try to YouTube themselves into expertise.
I've done it.
I'm still doing it. But like,
I'm still doing some of it. I'm not gonna lie.
What are some solid things that you've done that has helped? That has helped build your confidence, that has helped give you the encouragement that you need to be like, all right, cool, I got this.
I don't know. I'm going to be very honest with you, but I feel like I got this. I don't know if I'm going to ever feel like I got this, right? But I got
I got it. Like, I got enough. I got enough to get started.
That's the key, right? So I have enough. I know I got enough,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's the thing. So remember, the goal here is that you don't need to be an expert.
Right.
Remember, I said I help people monetize their skills. I didn't say expertise.
Mm.
Who asked you to be an expert? You don't need to be an expert at something to teach somebody else something.
You definitely said
you
that
don't.
To me before.
Right? Remember this. You just need to be one or two steps ahead of the people that you want to help.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm.
Right? So think about that. So think about that as your end game. Okay, boom. So now back up and figure out, what is it that I need to learn to be one or two steps ahead of people that I want to help? Listen, if you broke, you broke. So YouTube University does wonders. It
True
does.
That.
But I did that. I did that at first, and I was piecemealing stuff together. And then I was buying like the $7, the $27, the $47. Y'all know it. You all know it.
Yeah.
It's like that free thing, right? Or the low cost, the low entry, just to get your foot in the door.
Giving the dummy email for the free PDF.
Listen, sign up, giving your email. I've done it. So that's part of the process, right? I've done it. But the issue that I had was it was too much information. That was one. So I wasn't really closer to a strategy. So that's when, in the beginning, when I was doing all the things, it was because I was listening to all the things.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I also found was like, yo, this is so far away from what I value, what I'm supposed to be doing, what I hold dearly. And I realized it was because at some point I was listening to business gurus whose values didn't align with my own. So the strategies that they were using, I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to make people feel bad about where they are right now and then try and build them up. No, like, we're building you up from jump. Mm. That's not what we do around here. I'm not shaming you into buying something from me. Hell no. And so I was seeing a lot of that. And you're going to come across that. You're going to come across a lot of information when you're in YouTube University, when you're looking at the $37, $27 offers. You need to consider whether this person you're getting information from is a person that you should be listening to.
Mm.
That's really what you should be doing. The other thing that you should be doing is, if it's not, but it's still good information, take what you need and leave the rest.
Mm.
So that's one thing you can do to get started. But then at some point, you're gonna have to invest more into yourself. So that could mean signing up for a coaching program. And so I will say that would be an investment of like usually $3,500 to $5,000 or more dollars. Depends on who the coach is. It depends. Listen, I have it, but I found it. I don't know how to explain that. But like, I was just like, okay, I'm just going to save. And I found somebody that I liked. I had been looking at all her free stuff. I had been... I think I went to her conference. It was a $37 conference over 3 days. Day one, I was like, I'm sold. Just give me the link, sis. I just want to buy. Like, dominoes. Like, I love it. And I think it took a lot. You have to really invest in yourself, believe in yourself. I'm not telling you to spend $3,000 to $5,000 or more if you are broke and can't pay your bills. Don't do it. But you definitely are going to have to invest in yourself. So that's going to be your next level. You can freebie and low offer your way into right here. But when I felt like I got it was when I invested more and I had somebody to lay out the steps for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it confirmed that I was on the right path, tweaking some of the things that I'm doing. Yeah, you're going to have to eventually. Please, not going to always get it.
It ain't. But I'm gonna drop this quick tip, and then I'm gonna ask you for your three tips. If you are, I would specifically probably say the United States, or if you're anywhere with a library or lots of resources, get you a library card and look at their digital resources, especially in Coronaville, right? The digital resources from your library are free. With your library card, and they have a wealth of knowledge. I know I got access to LinkedIn Learning, formerly known as lynda.com, which is like professional YouTube with entire courses and not just little tidbits. So there are so many resources out. They say if you want to hide stuff from people, you put it in a book. Well, the library is hiding all of the good stuff, and it's free. And it's free, and we still not taking advantage of it. So that, if go get to a library card and just look and just soak up more information and all that good stuff. But Hold on one second.
I will say another free resource, especially if you are a woman looking into entrepreneurship. Cornell and Bank of America have a free e-learning course on women in entrepreneurship. I actually took it. Low-key, I was taking it while I was coaching you.
Hey.
And it's 6 courses. So I did that from like April to June. So it was hard, but 6 courses, and it teaches you all the basics of what you need to know. You're still going to have to learn more. That's the thing with the free stuff. You don't stop there, but it will give you excellent building blocks. So again, look up Bank of America and eCornell. They have that Women in Entrepreneurship. I forget the name of it. Abby, I'll give you the link. You can put it in
the show notes
afterwards.
That's dope. That's awesome. Okay, so yeah. So with that, as we've given these tips, that I will put all the descriptions and all that stuff, another thing that I'm learning these days. Three tips for people looking to make a change, looking to make a pivot. What are three tips you would give them?
So you know how in the beginning, before we even hit record, you asked me to write this down. I wrote it down and I was like, I'm going to say this. And now I'm like, meh. So here's the first tip. Delayed does not mean denied, mm-hmm. right? So what does that mean? That means if you have a goal to be here by this time and you are a little bit later, it's okay. It's okay. Delayed does not mean denied. Keep going. Just keep going. That's one. The second tip, it's okay to change your mind. It is perfectly fine to change your f-ing mind. Honestly. Don't let anybody make you feel bad about it. If it's something that's not serving you, walk away. Pull a Simone Biles. Pull a Naomi Osaka. Walk away. It's okay to change your mind, right? And then the other one is honor your values, right? So make sure that you're continuously checking in with yourself. Is this something that I value? Is what I'm doing aligned with that? Because if it's not, that's when you need to pivot. That's mm-hmm. when you need to make a change. Otherwise, you will be crushed. So those are my three tips. Delay does not mean deny, right? Stay on your path. It's okay if it takes you a little longer. It's all right. It's okay to change your mind and always honor your values. So if you are a person who is looking to become a unicorn and do great things, keep that in mind. I think those are also some great tips for when you are building a business as well, if you're pivoting into entrepreneurship.
I love that. I love that. Thank you so much. Now, I'm a plug you before you go ahead and plug yourself as we wrap things up right here. If you are looking for somebody who will kick you in the behind to get you together, you know what I'm saying, who will not necessarily like hold back and just like, you know, this one right here, she'll get you together. Like, I love talking to people who, I listen to a small group of people in my whole life. Very, 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 very tiny. Very, very tiny. And you are one of them, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody else ain't got like 100% like best interest, or maybe they don't know what they're talking about, right? When it comes down to it. So I'm going to just say, if you're looking for somebody who can give you more clarity and help put you in a direction, because it's cool to change your mind, right? Mm-hmm. You got to holler at Fatima. So please, Fatima, tell us everywhere that we can find you and how people can get on your roster.
So currently there are two ways to get on my roster to start working with me. You can book a strategy session, which is what Abby and I have done. And so I'll put the link down below so you can book a strategy session with me for 1 hour, and I'll go over all the things that you are, and you just dump out everything that's in your head, and we'll figure out a direction, a lane for you to follow for now. And then the second way to work with me is to sign up for my coaching program called Boss Up. And the link will also be in the show notes. And that is a 3-month investment of one-on-one coaching where I get you from, I don't know, but I got some skills, to, oh, look, here's my business. I got it. I'm ready for my first client. Yes, done. So those are two ways to work with me. You can find me on Twitter usually. Right now, I think I'm at Au Naturel, AUNAPTURAL. That is likely going to change, but yes, find that person. You can find me also on Facebook at Live Travel More. That's it.
Wonderful, wonderful. Once again, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to sit with me. You know, I've been trying to get you for a while now, but it's all good.
I know. Bro, I was moving. I was doing all the things.
We were doing a whole lot. But yeah, if you are a person, once again, like I said, if you are a person, a unicorn in training, you're a baby unicorn. I got to find a name for baby unicorn. Or you a full-blown unicorn yourself. Baby unicorn. Little baby unicorn.
unicorn, like right here.
And you have any tips, questions, comments, concerns, go ahead and leave that in the comments below. Once again, I will have all of Fatima's information where you can contact her in the show notes as well. And if you have anybody that you're interested in me having a conversation with, go ahead and give them a tag for me. But once again, I want to thank you for joining us again for Modern Day Unicorns, and we'll see you next time.